ASSINIBOIA, Amazing Assiniboia is a community we are proud to call home. As we welcome 2023 and the energy a new year brings, we take time to reflect on the accomplishments of this past year and the positivity which they have put into our community. The list of events and accomplishments of 2022 is plenty. From the hosting of the Viterra Ladies Provincial Curling Championship, to the farewell to our beloved Civic Center, to the Volunteer Appreciation Night to honor our amazing volunteers who truly make this community run, to the official opening of the Golden South Wind Farm that brought finality of a project which began in 2009, to the hosting of the RCMP Musical Ride which was an honor for our chosen community, to the well-attended Canada Day celebration in Centennial Park, to the Town Talk Forum with the Scott Moe, Premier of Saskatchewan, and then to the amazing celebration of the grand opening of the Southland Co-op Recreation Center. These events are just a few we are so proud to be a part of. 2022 brought a renewal in portions of our community in other ways as well. Infrastructure projects such as areas with new sidewalks and curbs, resurfacing of First Avenue, pavement maintenance with asphalt crack sealing and new pavement in the areas of most need. All things that breathe new life into the foundations of the community. I thought I would ask my fellow council of the town of Assiniboia to share what their most memorable accomplishment or event of this past year was, and this is what they shared. When I look back on 2022, my favorite town of Assiniboia accomplishment is the sale of the former Assiniboia Rubber Recycling Incorporated plant. Although, technically the conditions of the sale were not lifted until mid-January 2023, the actual sale of the rubber plant is the finality of a long-awaited project. It has been an eyesore and a safety concern for almost 15 years. To have the site cleaned up by the Government of Saskatchewan and then able to bring in some revenue from the Department of Highways in the form of rent while their new building was built on First Avenue East, was a feat. This is a major accomplishment for the town of Assiniboia and I believe the highlight thus far of my term on council, said Coun. Bob Ellert, 2022 brought a lot of great changes. I am excited about the finality of the former Assiniboia rubber recycling plant. It's a great accomplishment of this council. The changes in long overdue infrastructure maintenance with new sidewalks and new pavement are an achievement we are all super happy to be a part of. Then the highlight of the year for myself was the opening of the new rink. It was exciting to watch the construction progress of the project and then to be able to participate in the grand opening celebration. It's one for the books and makes me proud to have this in our community, said Coun. Kent Fetz. I believe the biggest accomplishment is the teamwork that has been established with council, administration and employees all working together to make Assiniboia run so smoothly. The new rink, what a magnificent place. If every generation builds a new structure for their community, what a great community it will be. The cleaning up of the scrap tires and sale of the rubber plant, it was a task when we started that I did not feel could be completed on our first term as a council. To our administration and employees, well done everyone, said Coun. Patrick Grandin. The most memorable events for myself were as follows. The farewell to the old Civic Center, a storied facility in the town, featuring many community events over the lifetime of the structure. All positive for me and it was a fitting tribute and farewell to the Civic Center. The official grand opening of the Golden South Wind Farm. An opportunity for growth moving forward in the community and showcasing our community, the Prince of Wales Cultural Center and Business District to senior executives of Golden South, Potentia and SaskPower. All the executives were very impressed with our town which can only bode well for future investment opportunities should they arise. The Canada Day celebration and the Cherniac Gallery Blacktop Hop were huge successes for all the citizens of Assiniboia and surrounding communities. I think everyone was so proud of our community and country. I hope this can become an annual event and celebration. In general, for me, I am proud of how council and administration has come together to provide a very positive impact on the community and surrounding area planning for the near-term and long-term requirements of our citizens, business district and economic development, said Coun. Graham Harvey. Looking back on 2022, my proudest moment was being sworn in as a councillor in June. It is truly an honor to be trusted in this elected position by our residents. Assiniboia had many wonderful events throughout the year, but my all-time favorite was the Better Together barbecues. I attended every Tuesday throughout the summer. I really enjoyed seeing our community share their town spirit and love for Assiniboia together, said Cowan. Renee Claremont. My favorite event in 2022 was riding the town of Assiniboia float in the Assiniboia and District Chamber of Commerce Santa Parade. It was so nice to see so many people coming out in the cold to support the community, and it was so good to see all the kids having so much fun. What a great way to start the holiday season and such a great event in the final weeks of 2022, said Cowan. Peter Cordes. As I review the timeline of events from 2022, to simply state one memorable event is so hard, so I will go with how proud I am of our organization. We continue to work together to collaboratively accomplish so many things. I am honored and privileged to work alongside so many talented individuals, all with the same passion and love for their community as I have. We have been, and will continue to be, successful as we forge ahead into 2023. I am excited for what this new year will bring as we are stronger and are certainly better together in our community, our amazing Assiniboia.